Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you glad to be in church this morning? Wow, it's exciting, isn't it? Let's pray before we start. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for the Father you have. I need to pray right now. Pray, thank God for your Father, whether you know Him or not, whether you have a relationship with Him or not. Thank God for a Father. You wouldn't have come out into this world if you did not have a Father. Thank God for your Father. Pray for your Father. Wherever your Father is, whoever your Father is, pray, commit Him to God at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Ke bros kabranda. We pray for our fathers, oh God. Those who are alive and those who are not alive. Those who are here, those who are not here. Those who have been instrumental in our life, those who have not. Those who have contributed, those who have not contributed. We pray for them. We thank you for those who have been around and they are no more. Thank you for the times we shared. Thank you for the little input they had in our lives. Thank you for the fathers that have taken over and are continuing. We thank you for fathers, oh God. Lebros kabranda makaya baskebri ne mekere. Libababas katabara balabasata. Libro masene mekere ebakabra basata ya baba. Libarabasanda makaya barabasekebre bebe. We're grateful. We are thankful this morning, oh God, for all the fathers of all the things that we are part of, the fathers of our church, oh God. Bishop Dagiwad Mills, the father of this church. We thank you for his life, Lord God Almighty. Kabaraba Seke Brini Makaya Bababa. Libru Satabara, the fathers of this nation, the fathers of this country. We thank you for them, for they have paved the way for us to be here. Sacrifice and prices they have paid that we have no idea about. We thank you for those fathers, fathers of the nation, fathers of Christianity, fathers of the churches, oh God. Lebros katabara makabras katalababa. Enderime kabrase temereme keberebe. Blessed be your name, oh God. Blessed be your name, oh God. Lebros katalabababa. Labro satabara bababa. Leboro moshika tayabara bababa. Lebro satabara bababa. Reke berebe shitabara bababa. Blessed be your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. The shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. And I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Let's sing it one more time. Shepherd of my soul.
Shepherd of my soul.
I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. And I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may be, I will go. And be it in the quiet pastures or by the gentle streams, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. Father, this morning we God bless you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you for the Father of the fatherless. You are the Father of the fatherless. You are our great Father. You are our Father in heaven. Even today, Father's Day, there's no other Father that we can appreciate so much in our life than you, our Father in heaven. Jesus taught us to pray and say, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This morning, oh God, we say, hallowed be thy name. Thank you, this for you being a father to us, that we have also even become fathers or are being fathers. Whatever we have, whatever we're able to do, is because of our connection, our relationship with you. Thank you for today. We pray the Lord you will speak to our hearts, you will affect our lives, and that you not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Happy Father's Day to all them fathers in the church. Amen. You know, it's not a very simple thing to be a father. Hallelujah. Well, I said it's not a very simple thing to be a father. I know in our beautiful country, fathers are rare. Scarce, but you should not worry about that. Okay, sometimes I'm sure on Father's Day like this, some of you can easily get depressed. There's no point to be depressed. You know, many have not had fathers who have been there. Many have not had fathers who have had a relationship with them, and some fathers are also gone. My father is gone, you know. Okay. Calvin's father is gone. Some of your fathers are still around. It's a blessing to have a father. But what we must understand is that a father is not just simply bringing somebody into the world, right? It is more than that. But if you look at what our society has become, then it's not so so difficult to see fathers behaving the way they behave. You get it? There's no culture, there's no tradition, there's not a lot of things that especially the black race are connected to. So children just come into the world without any plan. If you will agree with me like that, you see the Bible says what does the Bible say? Seek ye first, isn't it? There are things you do first, and the foundation of everything is very, very important. I'm talking to somebody this morning. The foundation of everything is very, very important. The foundation when a child comes out into this world, there must be a foundation. If that foundation is not there, it's going to be very tough. The foundation of children, or the foundation to introduce children into this world, is marriage. If you like, you can disagree and try it and see. And you realize that God, who created man, he is the one who said that children are a blessing in marriage. So if you look at it, many of the children that have, or many of the people, or many of the folks, or many people who have had issues with fathers and all of that are relationships that were not marital relationships, 99% of them. I don't know whether it's your father's fault or your mother's fault. I don't know. But as long as the foundation is not correct, I tell you, it's going to be very, very difficult to have what God... You see, this is the thing. We can't refuse to do what God wants us to do and enjoy what the blessings in what God wants us to have. I don't know if you understand me. I mean, you will spend about 1,000 years on this earth. You will still come to the point that if I don't do what God wants me to do, I will not enjoy the blessings that God has for me. That's why when somebody was telling me about a 17-year-old girl who was pregnant, and the guy who is 20-something years old says that he wants the child. And then the girl's parents are saying, they don't want the child. Then somebody was telling me the story. I said, it's not my business. But if the parents are saying they don't want the child, and the boy says he wants the child, I think that the boy should take the child and put it in his stomach. And then he can have the child. Oh, you don't agree with me? 17-year-old girl. What kind of confusion is this? If you want the child, because many people don't even understand how children come out. Many people don't understand how you get pregnant. They all just want to have some sex, some exciting, some fun they want to have, not knowing that a child has come out. Now, how many of us are prepared to entertain a child in our lives? Many people are not prepared for a child. Because even our own life, it's not very easy for us. Then all of a sudden you tell me that you're pregnant. You're expecting a baby. All the guys who say yes, 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 they are lying. If they say yes, they should marry you now. Then I'll know that they say yes. So don't blame daddy so much. It's not his fault. He was just enjoying himself. Rather, he was having fun. He didn't know that this is what happens when you enjoy yourself. Okay, and then when he was confronted with a child, then he also doesn't know how. Even parents, all those of us who are even married and we have children, it's not so easy to parent a child. Because all of those things you have to learn, you know. You have to learn how to deal with children. Sometimes I watch my girls who are growing up. So that they try to fight with their mother. Yeah. Then I realized, as for women, they can't stay in one place and be peaceful. Because, you see, they feel that they are big now. So it's like, rest yourself. Then I watch them. I watch them and say, hey. So you have to know how to deal with all these people who are trying to, teenagers who think they are big women. You have to know how to deal with them if you are going to deal with teenagers like they are little girls. No. They rebel all the time. Because they feel they are big. Yeah. I was telling my big daughter, I said, when she finished CX, she said she's a big girl now. I said, good. I said, big girls cook. I said, I agree, you're a big girl, but big girls cook. When I go and come, I'll come back home. I want this the living room to be cleaned and set up. Big girls do. That's what big girls do. Then she kept quiet. You're a big girl, good. You want a phone? I'll get you a phone. But big girls also make sure that the toilet and the bathroom is clean. You want the phone, big girl. You don't want the bathroom, big girl. Then you are not a big girl. So you see, you can't say what you're a big girl. Girl, hello. No. You're a big girl. No, yeah, you're a big girl. Yeah, I love that you are a big girl. But big girls, they clean their rooms. Yeah, big girls behave. Big girls talk properly. Big girls do. Big girls do. It's a package. It's not a simple thing. So please, I'm just trying to comfort some of you this morning before your father becomes your enemy. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8. Yeah, I pastor a whole lot of people who don't have real fathers. So I need to say something, you know. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8. Sometimes maybe you have a stepfather. It may not be this. Your mother will love the man, but the man will not love you. You will not love the man. It's a very complex life, oh. Because your mother loves the man, but you don't really, he's not your father. You don't really love him. When he talks in the house, you get bored. But that's your mother's sweetheart.
How do you go about it? Yeah, use not me, Father, but that's your mother's sweetheart. What do you mean? It's your mother's sweetheart. Hey, your mother will do everything for the man. How do you handle a thing? And then your mother also realized that you try to be disrespectful sometimes. But this, and your mother will say, this is your father. You know, you say, you have, which father? Yeah. No, it's not a simple life. Oh. So please, we rather now should learn how to do things right. Amen. We have the chance. Clive, don't take your thing and just put it in every hole you see. You'll be surprised that a girl will tell you one day that she's pregnant. You thought that you were just having a good time. Then you say, I don't believe in abortion. Keep the baby. Take the baby and put it in your stomach. I prefer that. Then we see that you're a man. Yeah. Oh. If you want the baby, you keep it. Yeah, you take. I want to walk free. You rather keep it in your stomach. then we'll see whether you carry it or not. Yeah, 10 months for men. Somebody says 10 months, not 9. Men will stop giving birth, I tell you. No, because we don't understand what it takes to have a child in your womb for 9 months. We don't understand. We don't at all. Not at all. When a baby comes out, we're excited. We don't know. Baby got to drink milk. Baby got to wear diapers. Baby got to go to hospital. Baby got to do this. Baby got... You did somewhere about say, Charlie, let me girl give birth. You know, I got some baby. But you don't do anything for the baby. It's like a toy you have. No. Yeah, it's like a dolly. Yeah, it's not a dolly. It's a life. Oh. Now, the child grows up. You see, and you see, you can deal with a woman anyway, because sometimes when you have a child with a woman, you end up even becoming enemies if you don't take care. Because the woman doesn't understand why you are not doing, you are not upholding your responsibilities. And you also don't understand why she's a crass. Isn't it? Yeah, she's a crass. Why she got every time. So then it's okay, it's me child. I got to take care of me child and take my girl, me neighbor, she and all of that. But then the child now, from the inability of the mother and the father to be able to be in one place and take care of it, it's a handicap. It's a real handicap. I'm saying that we have to do it right. So the Bible says, the message I'm preaching today, Father's Day, is a good report. I'm preaching about a good report. All of these things are in a good report. The Bible says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Now, a good son will hear the instruction of a father. God is our father. And what we are depending or what we are basing our teachings on this first service is a good report. And I'm saying that. But the Bible is teaching us that it is only when we listen to our Father's instruction, when we listen to the voice of the Spirit, when we hear what God is telling us, that it will take us further and make us more grounded. If you go to verse 9, what does he say? He says, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head. How do you see Miss when they say Miss Guyana, Miss Universe? They have an ornament of what? Of something, of gold or what? Is it bling bling? Is it bling or something? Something on their head. It's an ornament of grace onto your head. And chains about thy neck. It's like the instructions of your father and the law of your mother. When you heed to them, it becomes a decoration on you. It makes you look good and look proper and look well. That is what happens to a child who follows the instruction of his father. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7 that by faith, when God warned Noah, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, the Bible says, moved with fear. You are seeing a father warning a son, a child, about things that were not seen. So we are looking at the fact that faith is what will give us a good report. Faith really, you see, when somebody tells you something and you don't do it, the conclusion is that you don't believe what the person said. If God tells you something and you don't believe it, what do you mean? That you have a better idea? That you know better? The bottom line of the doubt, the bottom line of not receiving that instruction and believing what God is saying, is that you don't believe in God. That's what it is. How do you accept somebody as a father? You accept somebody as a father when you fully trust that person. That's where fathering comes in. God warned Noah of things not yet seen. And then the Bible says, Noah moved with fear. Even though he did not see what God was talking about, yet the instruction and advice, he took it with all passion, with fear. Say, hey, if my father is saying that, if I don't do things well, if I don't do this thing now, something's about to happen to me. I have to take it serious. I believe my father. Yeah. What did Jesus tell Thomas when he met him the second time he appeared to the disciples? He said, do you believe now? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet they believe. My son, listen to the instructions of your father. God is our father. And we say that God is talking to us every day. God is telling us things. When we are going to take this thing through in different ways by which God even speaks to us. If you go to verse 9, I believe, of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9, the Bible says, what does the Bible say? Verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 11. It's verse 9. Go ahead. Verse 10. 11. Aha. He said, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18. Let me show you something. You see, Sarah is being praised a little bit here, but she wasn't all that a good woman when she was instructed. Go to Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him, Abraham, in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Now, understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a father's instruction. I'm talking about faith, believing in the directions and the leadings of God, which actually will help you obtain a good report, because you need a good report before you stand before. Once you stand before God, your report will be pulled out. And you need a good report. And that report would have come from the belief in the instructions God has been giving you. And the instructions comes in several ways. The Bible says Noah was warned. You don't know how he was warned. He could have been in a dream. He could have been through a person. He could have been through something. But there are many ways that God speaks to us. And that's my prayer. That's what I'm taking you through. So the Bible says that one day, Abraham was sitting down, and then three men appeared. Three men came, stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. He bowed himself. Are you here? Abraham bowed himself toward the ground for three men who had appeared to him. And the Bible says, you see, if you see three people and you bow to them, why will you bow to three human beings? It's very interesting. Let's go on. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight. Ah, you three people are passing, you are bowing down and you're saying my Lord and all of that. What kind of thing is this? He said, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet. You know, it was custom in those in the days of the Jews too. When a visitor comes to your house, you wash their feet. That's how come when the woman went to wash Jesus' feet and they were talking, Jesus said, when I came here, you didn't even give me water to wash my feet. Now somebody has come to pour alabaster box of ointment on my feet. You are saying that it's a waste of money. When I came here, you didn't give me water for my feet. Wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. And the Bible goes on to say, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent and unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Do some plurry. Sarah, you do so. You see, when you're a woman, you must be able to do things without announcement. Oh, you didn't tell me you were coming. No, so if you're a woman, then do things when I didn't tell you I was coming. We always have to tell you are coming to your house before. No. If you're a woman is always prepared in season and out of season. Sarah said, make ready quickly. Don't say, hey, what? Gas finished. Minga flour. Minga, you got what? You got to get flour all the time. What do you mean you don't have flour? Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. Hey! Quick meal. I'm sure some women will say, man, by let we just do some macaroni, man. That's faster. Abraham knew that these people, when they get meat, they will eat. Or let's buy Chinese, man. Look at the time. Okay. So somebody did the dressing, and he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. Now, before we go on, you have to look at Abraham's behavior. It will tell you something. Abraham, 3 guys appeared around his house. And look at how he's hustling to give them some proper hospitality. Give them water for their feet. I mean, the meat, the animal he killed is what? Butter and milk. I don't know what they were going to do, whether it's stewed butter or I don't know how they're going to do it, pot roast or whatever. Butter and milk. I mean, Abraham was. You can see his attitude towards these 3 men and how bad he wanted to make them feel comfortable as they passed through his house. Yeah. Have you been following the story? And the Bible says, they did eat. Verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. It's in the olden days. When you have visitors, the woman, they stay inside. The men are outside. The woman is inside. Behold, she's in the tent. And verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. This is a father's instruction. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And what did she do? Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. She had gone through menopause. That is the manner of women. She had ceased. She had ceased producing eggs. Because the manner of a woman is that you produce eggs. Now, she has passed the age where eggs will now come to be fried. Fried egg, scrambled egg. All those occasions and opportunities were gone from Sarah. So when the 3 men told Abraham that when they come at a point in life that Sarah will have a child, and Sarah knew how her menopause was,
How the hot flashes, how the headaches, how, and the Bible says that after the man of man, and then he goes to verse 12, what does he say? He said, therefore Sarah laughed within herself. Saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord? And they say, my Lord, being old also. No, no, no. Look at when we, God speaks to us about things that we ourselves have given up on. Look at the attitude. Look at the reasons and the excuses we are bringing up. Forgetting. You see, I don't know whether Sarah knew that the three guys were not just human beings. Because when you go on, let's see what it says. We'll come back. And the Lord said unto Abraham, the Lord. Then the Lord said unto Abraham. We are talking about three men. But now the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? The men did not even speak to Sarah. They asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I'm old? Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. That is what I'm saying. And the lesson for this morning is the things that you have given up on. When the Lord instructs you about them, don't give him reasons. Because there's a report within that same area of your life that if you don't believe the instruction and believe what the Lord is saying, you are the one, you are trying to tell God about the reason why not. You think God doesn't know it? It's not God who created the woman and gave the woman cycles and seasons? You think God didn't know that she had passed the age, menopause? I mean, some preachers make it too wild for you to understand that the situation was very, very impossible. They said Sarah's breast had become flat. Yeah. And you know when a woman is old, the flesh becomes flappy. Sarah, she said that I have passed the age of pregnancy. My husband, I know my husband. When I sleep by him, there is no erection. There's no excitement. You say, oh Lord. When the Lord whispers in our ears, when the Lord speaks to us through people, then you begin to say, oh no, not that one, man. Not that one. Because in your heart and your mind, you have knowledge of why not that one. And then we are so proud enough to go on to say that I know what I'm talking about. And that's how come, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that the ornament of grace and the necklace around our neck is not being given to us because the instructions of a father and the law of a mother is not being heeded to because we have accepted the impossibility of the situation to the extent that even when God speaks, especially when he speaks to another person, then we say, No. Not that one. Not that one, man. No. Try something else. Did God is speaking to you about the things that you have closed your mind on? The things that you have erased from your heart and from your mind that there's a possibility. God is speaking to you this morning on Father's Day. That if you will receive the instructions that he's giving to you and he's going to give to you about that same situation. So some people may have given up of writing CXE. So man, I think the examiners, they might be tired with me when they see my name. Who writes CXE 20 times? I've written 19 times. I give up. Man, I ain't able. If only you do the 20th time. If you try it. Yeah, that's
long as there is an instruction about that particular thing, I want to encourage you that don't close your mind to it. I've tried this business before, it didn't work. No, you've tried it before. Don't close your mind. Maybe you tried it without the leading of the Lord and the permission of the Lord. But now, the maker and the creator of human beings is saying that by the time I return, he says, at the appointed time, this thing will work. Maybe you tried a business before. It didn't work. So you have given up about business. You say, no, man, me won't try no business. But I've done things. I've done this. I've done that. I've done that. If that is what God wants for me, if that's what God is going to use to bless me, he would have blessed me. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't try that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Try it again. The ornament of grace will be placed on your head. Remember, it is the instructions that God gives us that makes us prosperous in this life, you know. I don't know how people who don't have a relationship with the Lord can live a good life on this earth. I don't know how they make it. Big man, I don't know how they make it. If you don't have a relationship with God, how are you going to walk through this earth? By your own intelligence? By your little experience? Your experience? Hey. Even with your little experience, you've closed your mind to things that are impossible. Things that seem impossible. Here, God is showing us that things are not always impossible like we think. That if we listen to his instructions, that he can revive things that we think are not revivable. Jamal? Things that you've closed your mind to, God is saying, don't do that. You know, sometimes it's a guy who says he likes you. He wants to marry you. And he says, "Cha, I mean one he. This man, I don't like these men, and I've experienced some of these things before. I ain't ready for no man for come and trouble me, you know. I have recovered from the hurts and the disappointments of men, and now this banner come around. No, I mean ready for that. Hey, who said you're not ready? Who said you're not ready? Where is that coming from? Give the Lord the room to speak to you concerning that thing. You realize that you'd rather be ashamed. Sarah, the Bible says, that's why Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11 says, by faith, Sarah received strength. Let's go back to Hebrews 11, 11. It said, by faith, with all these things that are around. I mean, you're a woman, you know yourself. You see, if you're a woman, I'm sure you know yourself, isn't it? When your thing is about to come, you should know. When, in the days of ovulation, you must know. Jacob, why are you sleeping? It's earlier. Ovulation, you must know when you're ovulating. Even me as a man, I can tell you when you're ovulating. I can tell you when you're ovulating. It's a science. It's biology, yeah. You must know when you're ovulating. You must know when your thing is about to come. You know, there are moments and seasons in life. The Bible says through faith, Sarah. It took faith for Sarah to receive strength. It's like, you know what? Even though what these people are saying is very difficult, I am not just closing my mind to it. I am going to receive what they are saying. The Bible says when Sarah received that instruction, she gained strength to conceive seed. It means that Sarah went back to her olden days. She started jogging. Every morning she would start jogging. Yeah, she started putting back makeup again. She started saying, Abraham, come on, let me do it. He said, Abraham, don't worry. I will massage it for it to rise up. Something must happen today. Something must come to pass. What God has said, it must come to pass. She received strength. Yeah, no. You think about it. Rebecca, think about it. Somebody who is past, I'm sure they were not even intimate anymore. So how, Lloyd, how would they get back to the place where young people do it and then they get children? She must have strengthened herself. And she went to a makeup artist and said, hello, make me up, you know.
from this day forward, I am Sarah the young woman.
Because faith without works, remember, is dead. So if Sarah herself received strength through faith, then it means that she put some things in place. I'm sure in the night she went to buy some G-string and came and said, Abraham. By through faith, Sarah herself received strength. Yeah, you sit down and not receive strength by that thing that you've closed your mind to. That's how come Sarah obtained a good report by bringing forth Isaac. The promise. And Isaac has been a pain in the eyes of the Muslims. Because the whole problem between Muslims and Christians, which we don't see in Guyana, because Guyana, we say all of us are serving one God, is that the Muslims say that the promised child is Ishmael. Ishmael was a child of Abraham, the first son. Ishmael is Abraham's first son. But there's a question mark there. The question mark is that it wasn't through Abraham's legitimate wife. So God does not deal with illegitimate things. So then God said, I did not instruct you to sleep with Hagar. I have come and said your wife Sarah will give birth, and it is that child that I am going to work with. So even though Isaac came in as the second son, the Muslims are saying that they are from Ishmael, whereas Jesus is from Isaac. That's whole contention. So when you live in a country where Muslims and Christians come together, it is not right. Because the Muslims are claiming that the heir of the promise, the God of Abraham, is the God of Ishmael, not Isaac. That is why God told Abraham, send away Hagar and this Ishmael. Send them out of your house. Drive them away. I will bless them. But you send them out of your house, because the way he's growing up, and when he sees your vehicle, he says, it's him. He's the firstborn son. I don't want any confusion. Send that woman and the boy away. And that's the contention. Ishmael is always saying that he's the firstborn. But you may be the firstborn, but you are not the legitimate firstborn. And God is not the author of confusion. God does not work. You can't go and steal and say, when I went to steal, I prayed and I got through. So God must have helped me. No, God does not deal with bad things. The Bible says God cannot be tempted with evil. That's the whole thing about Muslims and Christians. That's the whole fight. It's between Ishmael and Isaac, the promised child and the so-called promised child. Because God said, it is in Isaac that I will establish my covenant, not Ishmael. We are Muslims, can be friends. We can live all together in a place, but when they bring up religion, they have to know where they stand. We are the children and the descendants of Isaac, not Ishmael. We are legitimate people. Jesus cannot come out of how can Jesus come out of an illegitimate relationship? But Sarah herself received strength. Receive strength this morning about something you've given up on. Receive strength this morning about something you have always been afraid to do. Receive strength about something that God has spoken to you about, but you have been hesitating, you have been doubting. Receive strength this morning in the name of Jesus. Because your Father is sending you an instruction today. He wants to put on your head the ornament of grace. Receive. It is yours. Nobody can take it. Receive it. It is yours. It is yours. I declare now as a servant of God in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the instructions. Thank you for what you are telling us. Thank you for what you are saying. I know as your word
was coming in and has come, your children have been reminded, things have been brought into their remembrance. Things that they know in their heart were like the situation Sarah and Abraham went through. Those things, oh God, I pray that faith be received, oh God, through faith. May they receive strength about that particular thing. That the ornament of grace that comes with obedience to the instructions of a father will be granted to them. I see crowns. I see good report. I see laughter. I see joy. I see a blessing coming in your way, coming to your life that you'll be surprised about. You will laugh about that which was not, that which was impossible. God is turning it around. God is turning things around for you as you receive faith to walk in His path and in His instructions. Father, thank you for ministering to us this morning. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. I mean, you are here this morning, you are not saved, you are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Please pray with me. I'm here this morning, but I'm not saved. I'm not born again. If I die right now, I am not sure whether I will go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please, before I leave the service, I want to be sure. Father God is calling you this morning, my brother. Father God is calling you, my sister. He wants to have a relationship with you. Look at how long you don't have a relationship with Him. This morning, He's calling you. He's calling you. He says, if you open the door of your heart and allow Him to come in, then the father-son relationship will be restored. And He will guide you, He will lead you in this dark world. God bless you. If you want to give your heart to Jesus Christ this morning, come to the front. Somebody's here already, so we don't have to waste time. Come, come, come. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to surrender my life. I want a relationship with my Father God. God, my Father. God, my Father. Pastor, I want a deeper relationship. This God, my Father. Yes, I know He's my Father, but the relationship is not that to the level I want. Come to the front if you want to renew this relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Lebros cabranda makaya baske brene meke bebesendis. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pray this prayer with me. Let the church join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all my sins and from staying far away from you. I stand in your presence right now and I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me from staying away and restore the relationship I have with you. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I have come back home as one of your children. Restore me, O Lord. Justify me, O God. And place me where I deserve to be. I open my heart one more time. And I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart. To be the seal of my sonship. I confess. Jesus is my Savior. I believe He died on the cross for me. And I believe God raised Him from the dead. Thank you, Father. By this simple prayer, my name is in the book of life. I am back as one of your favorite children. And thank you for another opportunity to be closer to you. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.